Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 1, 2016. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And tonight we are talking youth unemployment.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can reach us live by calling us right now, 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as voashona.com.
High levels of unemployment continue to force dozens of Zimbabweans, especially the youth, to seek greener pastures in other countries such as South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, and elsewhere. The modest economic gains achieved by the unity government between ZANU-PF and the MDC during its reign have all but disappeared, and things seem to not be getting any better.
ZANU-PF stands accused of destroying the once vibrant economy and making false promises of creating 2 million jobs or even more during its campaign for the 2013 elections. And many are now vowing that come 2018 elections, they will make the ruling party pay.
Mm-hmm. And in Tunga, as usual, each and every Tuesday, we invite everyone, all the youth who are listening to us now, to send their messages on WhatsApp, call us, and get connected so that we can find out what their views are on this topic, which I think is going to be a hot topic indeed, the issue of jobs. We all want a job, of course.
Indeed, we are not winning anymore on, mm-hmm. on jobs. And, it's been years now. Zimbabwe is, on a losing spree, mm-hmm. When looking at the issue of job creation. The economy is on the decline, and it's a pretty bad picture, mm-hmm. Really. Lingabali chona njani zulukandaba emakhaya ikudibana namhlanje ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sikhangela udaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni okwenza abasakhulayo baqhubeke besiya kwamanye amazwe afana labo South Africa, iBotswana, eZambia ukuyadinga imisebenzi. Kuthi labo abakhona elizweni bathwele nzima kabazi lokuthi babambe ngaphi ukukhusela imuli zabo. Kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana uku muchirongwa chive chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika. Tichitarisa zvikuru kuti pasarudzo dza 2013 batho reZANU-PF rakavimbisa kuti richashanda nesimba kucreata mabasa anosvikawo 2 million munyika, asi chabuda hapana pari zvino. Saka tiri zirei runhare tikurukure vechidiki chirongwa ndechenyu.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Ntunga, we hope that everyone chimes in. But as you said earlier, the issue of jobs has been a big problem for young Zimbabweans, or Zimbabweans in general, but young Zimbabweans in particular. Many who have been educated are saying that, they are left to do menial jobs, vending, selling airtime. And this has been the story on and on and on, over the past few years, or a lot of years, actually.
And to quote Donald Trump, mm-hmm. we are not winning anymore. Unemployment is killing us, left, right, and center.
Of course. So as we work to get our guests on the line, Ntunga, of course, today's big story, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, I'm sure young people and old alike, you know, are buzzing on this story, of course. So we'll hope that our guests can chime in on that and what that means for Zimbabwe and even this topic of jobs and employment.
Indeed. And from the feedback that I've seen so far, it's a mixed bag, really. There's people who are applauding her for, you know, being bold enough and declaring herself as an opposition candidate and taking on ZANU-PF and his former boss, Mr. Mugabe. But on the other hand, there's those who are dismissing her with contempt, who are saying, look, he is a person who was in government for all those years, who has never known any other party, who was busy denigrating the opposition and, you know, enjoying life in ZANU-PF when all was rosy. And now she gets kicked out of the government. Then she says ZANU-PF is a bad party. You know, some people are failing to reconcile that.
Yes.
And to make matters worse, I was reading in the press where she was claiming, is it yesterday, that she did not, she was not kicked out of ZANU-PF. She actually resigned. If that's accurate, then I don't think she's telling the truth, because I remember our own Blessing Zulu had an interview with her here at Studio 7, and she was reading a letter that she had received from Gabi, kicking her out of the party and the government. So, really, people's memories are not that short.
Yes, and, you know, we'll see what people have to say. Of course, we invite you to call in, send your messages so we can read them on air, in particular with that topic. But, of course, back to our topic of the day, unemployment. We have our first guest on the line. That is Ian Makoshore, who is with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union, their youth wing there. Ian, thank you for joining us this evening on The Connection.
Thank you.
What's your take, Ian, on the issue of unemployment?
On the issue of unemployment in Zimbabwe, I think it has come to the worst, and it's almost decaying due to the fact that almost all the youth in Zimbabwe are no longer employed as we speak. Because you remember the Supreme Court ruling that took place on the July 17, 2015, most of the youth who were actually employed by then lost their jobs, and we can tell you that out of the 30,000 employees that are said to have been dismissed by then, maybe 90% of them they are youth.
So what happens next for young Zimbabweans? Because this has been a topic that we have covered so many times. But if you're saying that, you know, youth are back on the streets, you know, they're fending for themselves, then what should they be doing? What should they do next?
I think what should they do next is to look for the government that provides them with jobs. That is the only problem in Zimbabwe. We are looking for the government that provides us with jobs. And the issue of formations of new parties which are coming in, I think it's just a desperation of what is taking place. But because what is supposed to be done is to create investment in Zimbabwe so that the youth, they will get employment.
Thank you there, Mkoma A and Mira and Yupa line. Ntunga.
We have our second guest, a man who needs no introduction, Davidson Mudzingwa. For the uninitiated, Davidson is a personal friend of mine. And his resume is so long, it could, you know, take the whole show to say who this guy is. but nevertheless, we have Davidson Mzingwa, founder of the website entrepreneurshipafrica.com. Davidson also is the guy behind the film Lost Tongue, which premieres here in New York this month. But we'll talk about that tomorrow on our shows. We feature Davidson Mzingwa on our diaspora slot. Davidson, welcome to the Youth Show.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction.
Davidson, let me just say before we go on, I hope I get equally as good of an introduction, you know, when Tunga talks about me, because that was very nice. But thank you for joining us today. You know, what's your take on this issue of unemployment for Zimbabwean youth?
I think the issue of unemployment in general terms, it's a structural problem in the country of Zimbabwe. People know the origins of this cause of unemployment, that it all came as a political problem that created an economic crisis and industry closed. And people that were affected most were the young people, because as we know, they say that Africa is a youthful continent with more people that are under 35 that are in Africa more than those that are above 35. So in Zimbabwe, with the conflicting reports that we get about the unemployment rate from the CTU, from the government, from other organizations that are independent, we can't get something that defines an unemployment rate. But what we know in general is laymen in the streets that there are no jobs, because lots and lots of people have no formal jobs. But from my own take, this is a bad situation in the country, but it's also an opportunity for people to realize that there's more to life than working under a certain company. I can create something, and people have done this out of need. They've done this to survive. So they've transformed into survivalist entrepreneurs. They've created something. They've crossed borders that they didn't know that they would cross one day, going to Tanzania, to Malawi, to Zambia, to South Africa, to Mozambique, buy and to trade. So as much as it is bad, maybe over 90%, as the CTU says or other organizations say, but somehow there's something that is growing. There's something that is budding, the spirit of enterprise, which if it's well supported in a good environment, economic environment or a political environment, Zimbabweans will never be the same again.
Thank you there, Davidson. Hold there on the line.
We must say we are invited the Secretary for Administration in the ZANU-PF Youth Wing, Louis Matutu. And he agreed to be on the program, but we are having difficulties going through his phone. If you are listening, Mr. Matutu, please do give us a call or give us an alternate number where we can reach you. Otherwise, call us back.
With that, Ntunga, we have our third guest joining us, Packed House today. That is Maureen Kade-Maunga, who is a PhD candidate at the University of Pretoria. She joined us earlier on our news shows, but was very fired up when we talked about this topic. Maureen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, my dear.
Maureen, Van Wakawanda, very good tea, ZANU-PF Taza. Yaurea nyika. Asi, ZANU-PF yacho iri kutiwo, haiwa tingagonika ku create mabasa ne chikonzero chekuti pane zvirango. Ma sanctions, asi ndo aurea nyika ne ZANU-PF.
All right, chokutanga ndoda kutaura inini kuti izvozvo ndo shoko randobvumirana naro kuti ZANU-PF ne hurumende ZANU-PF inotunga rumirwa naMugabe yaurea nyika. And is it ambos tora earlier on, but in terms of horror, because Maura Raita Nika and the Kuti Panyaz, the Ku Vanuko Pumu Nika, Vanava, Vanoba, Vanava, Vanuita Wari, Vanuava, Vanu Gara Pasi, Guanengua, but it seems that Cinza, I think that my economic policies, but it's Tora my priorities, as Nabasa, Vachaisa Kumsoro, but it kisses Zira, Wangadu Guianemar, the auto of Rema Kamban, Munika Medu to Esliko and Mabas. Saka ndo saka tinyanyo blema urumende zanupi ya sesipiri. Urumende hii, urumende inotonga na uzumiri. Inotonga na chibakera. Urumende inouraya, inovita kutuwanu asaji, expressa fili. Toka na uranu wachigara msosayeti ya kadaru ya kutu hawakwani se kuzexpressa fili. Hawakwani se zagare kukontributa tu kubutu wa kwa ekonomi. Ende chechi pili panya iyo ya kuzumiri kwa. Kana wana wachitunyiru wa shakadaru wachiro wa shunopa zitaraka ipa kunyika. Nika hili ya siwa zitaraka shibara kashata. World over, ende wana wadi kuya, kuno uya ni mariza wa kutu wazi gurisa makambani, kibere kawaru mnika medu na uti inyika inota kwa uti inyika emirishonga, inyika inotongwa ni shibakera, inyika inotongwa fechisimba ne ropa. Saka nifopa tunonya nyo blema, gurumende za anu PSC papo. Nyaya wantaura ema sanction. Ah, sinoga, chitaura nyaya kuti. Izi nurumende ya sinisi chayo, tutatafika mkutongu wana kustonga kuzere 1980. Wakamba wari pasu masanctions. Akato ome spesa kudarika masanctions hawa notaura. Saka nasa tibie dugu tita urane uzi. Aya masanctions haripo ya kana uta hapo, batulombo, titingo tawara uzi. Kakato ona zimo urumende, zaka kwani, sakuramba, zaka simzira, utumu enyika. Izo zipa sipeti, pezirango so utumi. Saka iyo yo, ayisi nyaya, isu sino ziwa chaezu, chaezu. Kuti nyaya ombe. Ndizozo ze corruption ze kuba ze kuti vanoda kudya variwo vashoma shoma saka tinyanya kubva ta blema ivo sehurumende.
Aiwa tino tenda Maureen, please do stay on the line. Longu Maureen Kademaunga oqhuba isifundo zakhe ze PhD kwele South Africa ubekhuluma ngokuthi ukusilela kwemisebenzi kubangelwa ikwehluleka ukubusa kuhle kuka Mongameli Mgabe lebandla lakhe le ZANU PF ngoba uthi bafaka imithetho engahambelani lokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi imithetho efana labo indigenization akula bantu abamabhizimusi abakwamanye amazwe abafuna ukuletha izimali zabo eZimbabwe ngoba bese sabe ukuthi izaba lahlekela leyo mali xa bethe bangena kule mthetho enje.
Mhm. Atodzokera ku Mkoma Davis emuri paronare.
Bongo.
Mhm. We know kuti you are the founder of entrepreneurshipafrica.com. If you can just tell us, you know, what is the purpose of this website and how can it help the average Zimbabwean youth?
And basically, the original idea of Entrepreneurship Africa was to inspire entrepreneurship and innovation in Africa through sharing stories of those that have made it in entrepreneurship or innovation, and also sharing ideas on how someone can utilize or capitalize on a problem that they're facing into turning it into an opportunity. But as time evolved over the years, because this has happened over the last five years, but in the last 2 years, and last year in particular, there is some cause, and we have complied with that to work with other different colleagues in trying to add more dimensions to Entrepreneurship Africa that add particular dimensions such as training and also sourcing funding that will help fund those high-impact ideas in Africa, especially for the young people that are unemployed but have great ideas that can transform their lives, the lives of their communities, the lives of their countries, and also the lives of those in the continent. And that idea is to network and ensure that young people are networked across the continent and also networked to those that are in other continents. Because, as you know, it's now a cliche, but people say that it's a global village. So we want people to be connected. So we're using this platform now with these more dimensions so that the young people with the spirit of enterprise or entrepreneurship should connect with other entrepreneurs using Entrepreneurship Africa.
Asi vamzingwa vechidiki vasina mabasa vanotanga kupi kuita zvamuri kuitawo kuti vawane cheuviri vasina rubatsiro rwavari kuwana kuhurumende.
Chokutanga chatingada kutaura ndechekuti wakazvitarira nameso nemamirira zvinenge zvakaita semukati menyika yeZimbabwe pari zvinezvi maomera zvakaita ndekuti mabhizimisi ose kana kuti pfungwa dzakanaka dzose kuti dzinge dzinobudirira dzinoda kutsigirwa nemitemo yehurumende inotobva nehurumende kuti ida kukurudzira vanhu kuti vanga vanotanga mabhizimisi avo. Kana hurumende isina donzvo iroro kana kuti isina mitemo inata kuvura njira yekuti vechidiki vange vanosvika iyo pakunge vachiita mabhizimisi kuti vabudirire zvinonetsa kuti munhu wechidiki kana kuti munhu wese ane pfungwa kuita bhizimisi anganozviita ndopamuenzaniso kutiwo kana uri kuda kuti ungeunoita zvemabhizimisi kuregister business kuka kuregister kambani kune dzimwe nyika zvinhu zvokuti unofamba usvika uchipinda unobuda after 1 hour anenge ana mapepa ako sekuregister kambani kuregister zvekubhadhara mutero asi mukati menyika yezimbabwe unoona kuti unosvika pakunyoresa zita rekambani wotora mwedzi kana kuti mwedzi miviri isati rabuda zvoga izvozvo zvinobva zvapedza vanhu simba rokuti vanga vanoita asi takutaurirawo kune zvimwe zvotenge zvichikurudzirana kune vemabhizimisi tatotaura zvemotivational kati zvine vamwe vakambokunda matambudziko akawanda nezvokuti izvo kana une shungu yekuita chimwe chinhu nyangwe pane matambudziko akaita sei unowana zhira yekuti unge unosvika pakunge uchichiita chete chokutanga ndechekuti tora danho rokutanga first step ndezvamanotaura nechirungu asi kuti nyangwe zvichirema sei ukatora danho rokutanga unosongana navanhu vane pfungwa dzakaita seidzodzo dzokuti unge unosvika iwo pakubatsirwa kuti unge zvichimira mberi nyangwe zvakaoma unokunda chete saka ndokurudzira vechidiki kuti tora danho rokutanga usachema kuti iwo pane zvinhu zvakange zvakaoma nda kungogara hangu pakona perod kari pabridge tsvaga zvimwe zvaungatengesa zvinotengeseka inda kunoenda vamwe kwanota vari kunotengeswa zvakati danho rokutanga iroro wasvika ikoko uchamati maybe zvimwe zvaungafunga kutengesa hazvitengwi asi watowana imwe idea yekuti zvinotengwa chaizvo ndezvizvi watora danho rokutanga saka zhira zhinji inovhurika kana watora danho rokutanga asi ukasangotora danho rokutanga hapana chanoona saka ndokurudzira vechidiki kuti ngatotora danho rokutanga zvimwe zvose zvinoitika chete.
Aha, ndimbotora mutereri parunhare tina mukoma mperi makadi vamperi
ya ini ndinofara zvizhinji hamene makadini
tiri bos tereki mapinda muchirongwa
tokunzwai zvakanyanya panyaya iyi ikutaurika iyi yakafanana neyekuti zvokutengesa unoona ungatengesa iwe usina basa raunenge uinaro uye mari yacho unenge waiwa neti kuti ugowana chinhu chokuti utenge ugoenda kunotengesa. Halo
tiripo taura henyu mukoma mperi.
Ndo zvandandida kuzama kutaura ino ipapo kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvakatiomera zvakanyanyisa pasina basa hapana chinhu chinotengeseka.
Saka imimi muri kuZimbabwe kana kuti muri panze kwenyika?
Tiri muZimbabwe.
Okay, munoshanda here?
Kushanda ndinoshanda.
Okay, asi ipei yamuri kuwana iri kumubatsira here kurarama semunhu nemhuri?
Ndiyo nyama yousinambwa haina zvainenge ichibatsira nekuti kana vana chaiko kuchikoro chaiko havakwanisi kuti vaende sezvatakanga tichiitiwa nemadzibaba edu.
Aha, haiwa maita basa mukoma mperi, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa.
Ndinokutendai.
Yengo mlaleli umperi lobe khala ngokuthi imsebenzi ayitholakali yena uthi uyasebenza kodwa uthi imali ayitholayo iholo lakhe alenelisi ukumphilisa le muli yakhe.
Ntunga, let's read some quick comments Zikuruya pa WhatsApp before, of course, we run out of time in the first half. People have been sending them, so of course you want to read them. There's Temba who says, the job market is flooded with many qualified people ready to work. Excellent low-cost labor is available, but sorry, no takers. Leaving the country is just the greatest opportunity available, but it's easy to end up worse off than vending. There's Peter who says, unemployment in Zim is a reality. We have relatives who have diplomas, degrees, who are herding cattle in rural areas because towns have nothing to offer in terms of employment. Our only hope is the courageous Dr. Mujuru or Dr. Changirai who have stood the test of time.
Indeed, Timbo Zokera kuna Ian Makoshore ZCTU vanoona. Ine kodzero dzevashandi Ian, kana tichitarisa unemployment muZimbabwe zvikuru sei kune vechidiki. Ungati tiri pa what percentage?
I think the unemployment in Zimbabwe for youth, I've already alluded to that, to say that maybe unemployment is over 90%.
90% go in general.
What, I don't understand what you say in general. I'm saying 90, unemployment for youth is over 90%, meaning that only maybe 10% of the youth are employed, and but they are being paid salaries which are low, which are below the poverty bottom line.
Okay, we'll come back to that, Ian, but I meant, he's giving me the figure for the unemployment rate for the youth, mm-hmm. but I was talking, in general for Zimbabwe, but we'll come back to that. Now we are joined by Louis Matutu.
But I wanted to comment.
Hold on.
My comrade was talking about.
Hold on, we'll come back to you. Ian, we now have Louis Matutu, Secretary for Administration, ZANU-PF Youth. Mr. Matutu, good evening. Louis Matutu?
Yes, I am here.
Good evening, sir. We've been trying to reach you. We are glad you're on board now. Point number one, your party, ZANU-PF, stands accused of destroying Zimbabwe's economy. I'm not saying that many people do, even those right now on this show. What say you?
I'm very happy because you actually mentioned the word accused. Because when one is accused of doing something, doesn't mean that person is guilty of anything. But maybe it is very important for us to understand that when we are dealing with national issues, issues to do with young people, there's no need for us to be emotional. But to look at them and say, what is it that we need to do as Zimbabwean people? What is it that we need to do? As Zimbabwe is not to restrict everything to a political party because we are in power, although we do have certain privileges and advantages that can make things better. I do not think that the issue of unemployment could be anything that can be said to be a ZANU-PF issue, but I would say it's something that we need to look at it and say, what is it that which is affecting our economy that is resulting in our young people failing to get jobs and maybe not be able to live lives that are upstandard. And I'll tell you that it is, I understand the word unemployment, or rather employment to make it simple, that simplifies everything. Because it is our position as a party, as ZANU-PF, to say, not only people that are formally employed can be said to be employed. We believe in entrepreneurship, we believe in skills development, and we believe in self-sustainability, we believe in hard work. So it's a question of maybe I understand these issues, but it's not ZANU-PF issue to say that ZANU-PF is being accused of the issue of unemployment, young people. I tend to differ.
Okay, we are about to take our break. We'll come back to you, Matutu, but the reason why this is a ZANU-PF issue is because ZANU-PF is the governing party.
Mm-hmm, as our guest pointed out earlier, of course.
Yes.
But let's have Matutu to hold on the line, Makoshore hold on the line, Mudzingwa and Kade Maunga to hold on the line. We'll come all right back to you. Of course, I'm sure you're itching to respond there. To our radio listeners, head over to voazimbabwe.com to catch our live stream as we continue our conversation. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo. We'll be right back.